Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh my God. We're alive. Well, barely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
COVID Only.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, no. Good start. Legends only.
What do I say after? Oh, my name is T. Kyle.
And I'm struggling.
And this is your since
once a
heavily
month.
Delayed
yeah.
monthly podcast where we have nothing to talk about because we've missed everything. Past 3 weeks.
And legends only.
Well, you know what? I feel like this is karma for the amount of times we said that Joanne's had rats.
It has to be.
It has to be.
You know, I did think it was funny. People may not know, but T. Kyle and I go to Joanne's after every recording. And I did think it was funny that I heard the rats in the back giggling and coughing before they brought out my seafood mac. And now I know why.
Yeah. We'll get into all that later. But basically, long story short, if you're wondering where the podcast went, mm-hmm. everything was great. And I was gearing up for the only week in the summer, the 1 week
yeah.
out of the season, 1 week, the only week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden on Wednesday, I'm like, oh, this feels different. And I missed Chromatica Ball, as did you.
Sure did.
So that little recap episode canceled. Couldn't tell you what happened.
Yeah, we guess. We follow enough gays to pretty much tell you what the show is like. But...
Yeah. I heard it took 3 hours to get home, so maybe I'm glad I missed it. I don't know.
I hear if you hold out a piece of bread, it turns into toast.
Oh, yeah. I saw that tweet. Do we think that was real?
Yeah, I actually do.
Our seats were right under one of the fire things.
Yeah, something would have happened.
Close to stage B, though, which is why I'm shocked that no one bought my tickets because they were so cheap and right next to the B stage. Mm-hmm. But I digress.
It's fine. Maybe one of the other dates. There's not many left.
No.
I'm still considering Miami.
We are
looking
Stan.
For hard hitting no. coverage. You'll have to go elsewhere.
I'd like to think that she's cackling somewhere backstage.
Oh, she absolutely
local.
Is. She's so happy. She's thrilled. I'm surprised she didn't do the studio version of A Thousand Doves that night just to spite you.
I actually was thinking that the universe was going to do that to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I was so down bad. I was like, oh no, it's going to be the night.
I know. No, it sounds like she did a standard. Performance that night. I didn't think there were any additions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so It sounds like it was great for everyone.
Amazing.
I hope everyone who went had an amazing time. A lot of legends went. A lot of icons from the Discord shared their experiences.
Oh, and outfits. Slays.
Outfits. There was Legends-only merch at the event. We were there in spirit.
In spirit.
Highly appreciate that. That's very sweet. I was in bed. I'm still in bed. No, I'm upright today for the first time.
She's sitting.
She's sitting. In 2 weeks, I am upright. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll discuss that more in depth in our after show.
Yeah.
The City MD Lounge. Join us there. Talk about a museum of brutality.
Well, to keep you guys up to speed with how far behind we are, the way that this just like ruined our entire plans for the month.
Yeah.
The thing that we had at the top of our latest doc back yonder was the photos of Taylor Swift getting off of her private jet, covering herself with an umbrella.
We didn't even cover that.
In the wake of,
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling CO2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how long ago this was. Very relevant.
Super relevant podcast. We're talking about
really
all the things
speed.
That are happening.
We were all so happy that day.
We were all so happy that day. Yes, we were waiting for Taylor to get back from shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Someone did meme a plane flying over
Chromatica Ball,
the MetLife Stadium.
Gaga has
like,
the best
Taylor's,
view.
Taylor's view.
I did see
allegedly.
That. Allegedly.
Universe, I am joking. Please don't do it again to me. I'm joking about the fucking rats. I'm joking about Taylor Swift.
Well,
please.
Don't even think about attending Folk Evermore Fest because we're definitely not going to make it with all the karma we've got stacked against us. And thanks everybody for enduring this period of hiatus and also bearing with us as my remaining two brain cells are really working overtime. The fog is hitting hard.
Oh, it's hitting so hard.
Smooth brain, no thoughts, which actually is a bit of a blessing, but yeah, I've got nothing to say. So let's do a podcast.
This is going to be a fun test to see where our brains are at.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do feel like my sense of humor is still there.
I don't know where I am. I don't know.
You're in Hell's Kitchen, New York, the year is 2022. Oh. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's not where I need to be right now.
We just celebrated our 22nd birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of flights and traveling, another event that hit right before COVID hit us was the TikTok and reel of Christina Aguilera forcing an entire plane of employees to perform Vanity with her live 18,000 million miles in the air.
Yeah, that's one of the moments where I was like, am I hallucinating at this point?
Same.
Like, am I having COVID delusions? But no. X Tina gave us Bionic promo in the air. V is for Vanity. The same week that Taylor was being dragged for her private plane shenanigans, she Christina
literally
said,
threw her entire crew on a commercial jet, made them perform Vanity.
Oh my god.
Taught the flight attendants choreo.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck about her footprint.
It was kind of slay.
Well, it was a major slay.
What footprint?
A heel. It's more like a stiletto. Her carbon stiletto.
I found photos of Bionic posters on the streets of New York. I was going through my archives.
Oh, on your post, your throwback post. Yes, I did just literally now see that.
And the subtitle was The Explosive New Album. No one even felt it.
I did. I'll never forget that time we went to that party and the gay had the framed Bionic tour ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Or when we were at Christian Siriano's apartment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, you said it.
When Lotus dropped.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been going through all my New York memories.
I don't have any currently, but when they do, when I hopefully recover, I will skim through for any ex-Tina memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of legends, since that is what we do here, there was another major moment that happened while we were away.
Yeah.
As they say on Housewives of New Jersey.
Away.
Oh. Mm. Teresa's hair.
Teresa's
happened.
Hair. High fashion editorial.
It really has been a fever dream.
Yeah.
Everything has just been off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
I'm literally so unwell. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. I can see the two brain cells like firing off and they're just like not sparking.
Nope. Nope. I remembered when this dropped.
Sorry. Now you know what I feel like on a daily basis.
I was going to say, we're finally like toe to toe.
Yeah. When you say a big word, I'm like, uh-huh.
I'm just processing the look of the hair. She had like 10 Joanne Rats bundled underneath it.
Looking beautiful. They looked amazing.
They looked incredible. They should get us floor tickets to the remaining Chromatica ball tapes.
I'm like, am I sweating or is the fever coming back?
Oh, probably both.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I forgot that happened too.
Yeah.
But we had to cover it extensively because there were all these people who did and didn't go.
Uh-huh, Melissa was not. J-Lo did not go.
J-Lo didn't go.
She was busy at her
Christmas
wedding.
No Christmas cookies at that wedding.
No.
Oh, her wedding. She had her wedding? Oh, real J-Lo.
Yeah. Faux J-Lo was not invited to Teresa's wedding.
Nor was Real. Yeah, Real was having her wedding in Georgia. Yeah. So, anyway. what else happened?
Well, there's this indie artist named Beyonce, mm-hmm. who we talked about in our last episode.
Yeah, we're really hoping people stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album is called Renaissance. Have you heard it?
I hope that people are listening to it. I know nobody's talked about it yet on the internet.
But no.
We're hoping that we make some noise. We tend to, you know, sort of lead the conversation. And yeah, this one's called Renaissance. Check it out. She actually used to be in a girl group. Okay, so when we were dead, there was an announcement that there were remixes of Break My Soul coming, and we were like, oh, slay. And then they came,
Then Parkwood sent me a takedown on my SoundCloud and suspended me until October.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they said, nope, nothing.
They broke soul.
They did break your soul, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about it. But maybe you'll have a autumn renaissance with your account.
Ooh.
But yeah, we got some remixes that were very good. And then a Will I Am remix, because even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Even
it was
Parkwood,
like kind of good.
It kind of was kind of good.
It kind of, yeah.
He really should have just like adopted a moniker. Like he should know by now to use a different name.
Yeah.
Which kind of reminds me of that meme right now that's going everywhere on Twitter and TikTok, where it's like when Reese Witherspoon meets Reese Witherfork, or like, you know how you invert the name.
I like literally can't breathe.
Anyway, get back to the point. But there was one more remix that was teased that didn't come out with the EP.
So do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
And it showed up on her official website and it said the Queen's remix featuring Madonna. And at that point, world stopped. Gay panic ensued. Yeah. She very kindly allowed us to buy the MP3 on her website for 24 hours before then putting it on streaming. Not even 24 hours. It was about 7 hours.
Yeah.
And all the gays did buy it, thinking it was like this exclusive thing that would go away. She snatched our $1.29. You know what? It was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. So basically, the Queen's remix, the concept of the Queen's remix is it's an homage to the Queens. It was above and beyond what I thought it would be. Once I heard the Vogue sample, I was like, oh, okay, it's Break My Soul meets Vogue, slay, which would have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then once she inserted her own Vogue breakdown.
This is a place for legends.
And at first I didn't catch it. And then you hear like Kelly roll and you're like, huh?
You're like, huh? Second lead vocalist?
Well, actually, the name that caught me was Santigold. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Just unreal. The whole thing, all of it is so incredible. I panicked about it at the time. We're now 2 weeks out from it. If you haven't heard it, it's available to stream. Basically flipping like a very smart critique or update of the original, which was all old Hollywood icons, and now it was all black female legends of the music industry, which, and then goes into all of the houses, house of, you know, all of them. Balenciaga, she gifted Shannon Balenciaga, I think, some Ivy Park.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was like credit to ball culture and black female icons, and it was just such a smart flip of the original.
It's so good.
While also giving love to Queen Mother Madonna. I love you. It was really like...
It rattled me a little bit hearing her say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And thank God, you know, the greatest blessing of that remix was that she created a version from Material Girl.
Oh, my God. That happened, too.
Well, we don't like to talk about it, but it did. Yes. 3 years
That was when I was in, like, the height of literal fever dream.
Yeah. I hadn't yet. I was still conscious.
Yeah. I had 1 week ahead of you.
Yeah, you did. Madonna, 3 years ahead of the trend, late-wise, did put Saucy Santana, Get That Bag, on Material Girl. The trend had come and gone long before this remix happened.
Yep.
I listened, and thank God that remix came. That's all I'll say of Break My Soul, because... That remix is like, yes, legend, icon, that's Madonna.
I will say, I think the production of it is good, though. The Material Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there were new vocals.
It should have come out at the beginning of summer, though. I think Pride.
Yeah,
of it last made more year. Sense for...
Literally of last year would have made more sense.
Is that when Material Girl dropped?
I really think so.
I can't remember.
I feel like it's at least a year old.
Oh,
I don't know, or 9 months. It took forever. But it's here now. And again, the Queen's remix.
Material Girl is the best remix.
That's a good one. So check that out. It's on streaming now.
Legends.
Legends only, actually.
Also, speaking of Renaissance, I can't get enough of it.
Oh, the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I've marinated in the sauce.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
It's just so fucking good. I need someone in New York to do a Renaissance-only party.
They have been.
That locals like me can come to.
There have been. There's videos of it. People are going off in the club. I agree. And we haven't even gotten the visuals yet. That's the crazy part.
Just a tease.
Yeah, the tease. It was called the I'm That Girl teaser, but it ended up being like an everything, everywhere, all at once teaser of... It looked like 16... or so looks, at least.
I still need to watch that.
You do, yeah. It'll make sense.
How was Fire Island? You had plenty of time.
Is that what my bed was called when I was 103 degree fever? Because that was my Fire Island. The only thing I watched while I was ill was Tiny House Hunting, Tiny House Nation, and Tiny House World.
A sleigh.
I needed something that I could not require thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I did also watch Abbott Elementary, which is great.
Okay, I need to add that to my list too.
If you like The Office, Parks and Rec, that kind of humor, it's really good.
And didn't the season 2 promo just drop?
Yes.
Okay, I need to add that to my list.
Whole cast is great.
It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Not sponsored?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched power washing videos and lawn transformations, like hour long videos of people mowing grass.
Nope. For me, it was just watching gay couples be like, when we sit in the bed, the kitchen is right here. Can we do that? Yeah, I think we can do that. Okay. It's $500,000. There's not even that cheap, I feel like.
No.
They're living in a porta potty. I mean, I could do it myself, I suppose. But I'm not living with somebody in a tiny house.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Or in general. Oh, you want
to
live with me?
It's so crazy how, like, they're millions of dollars for a cube.
I know. We say in our closet apartments in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't own them.
Nope.
And we never will. It's fine.
Is it?
No. I have no stability.
Wow. Stream Tiny House Hunters now.
Stream Tiny House Hunters. Yeah. Yeah. Available for free. On Freevee.
What?
I found this thing on my Amazon Fire Stick called Freevee, and it lets you watch things for free.
Oh.
The concept is free.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh, we're going off. Anyway.
Yeah.
If it does hit streaming for free, you could watch Everything Everywhere all at once, which I was very delighted to see. Immediately people picked up on the similar. There's a scene that is just like the one in the Beyonce teaser where she flashes through like many different multiverse versions of her life.
Oh.
And it's the same with the Beyonce teaser. It just flashes through everything. I mean, obviously everyone's screaming about the scene of her in front of the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, telephone 2 confirmed, Gaga incoming.
Oh.
I don't know about...
I don't think so.
I don't think about all that.
I like the diamond face.
Oh, yeah.
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 Everyone's streaming Renaissance all at once.
Yes, exactly. Well, people were saying Everything Everywhere all at Yonce.
Oh.
Yeah. And the one with the green wig is probably an homage to the Miss Honey performance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. In general, I'm just really excited for the visuals. I think it's going to be a slay. And the co-writers and co-producers have been speaking out in interviews, and they haven't said anything really of substance, but they are saying, like, it's coming soon, part 2, part 3.
Ooh.
It's too much. It's only been part 1. It's already too much.
What do we think?
I really liked, there's some theories going around. Shout out to Automatic Princess, also, who had connected the dots as well, that she might be going sort of rock slash country, that each era might be reclaiming a version of music. So if this was, you know, we did house and dance disco, that the second one could be rock and country in a sort of like some Tina Turner vibes. She did kind of touch country on Lemonade. And then the third one could be all the way back to blues. And then she'd be doing standards.
Mm.
And so, because she did name some in the Vogue rap, not that that's like any indication of where this is going, but I thought that was a really interesting potential way that Renaissance could be like, she is reclaiming all of these eras of music. That would totally make sense, actually. So that's exciting. Because we did hear so far confirm that she at least is doing something country from that Variety article before anything came out, that it would be like dance and country. And since that wasn't on part 1, we'll see about part 2. We'll see. I'm ready for every version.
Yeehaw. Country girl, I'd love you.
Yeehawnse.
Wow. Yeah. If you know, you know.
I'm ready.
Should cover that.
Mm-hmm. Regardless. Oh, we didn't even say it because we're so off our game, but the visual teaser would definitely be one of our picks.
Oh, one of our picks for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yes, obviously Beyonce gets the high fashion, but also
you are Beyonce.
I wanted to add in here Madonna again.
Yep.
For Paper Magazine.
She had a little party.
I feel like, and I'm going to say this, and I hope that no one takes this the wrong way, and I feel weird saying this in front of you. Don't drag me. I feel like Beyonce saved Madonna.
Uh-huh.
Not in like a, I don't really know what I mean by that, but like Madonna, I feel in the past 2 weeks, just elevated back up to this queen icon status, and everything is a fucking slay. And I mean, I feel like I've forgotten about all the embarrassing Instagram moments.
Don't worry, they're coming back. Yeah. But
like the birthday party pictures, the Queen's remix, the single cover is a slay. Her little drawing of Madonna on the CD is
love
a slay.
The illustration.
The Paper Magazine shoot is a slay.
Yes, did a shoot, did an interview, Nile Rodgers in there as well. She also, I mean, most devastatingly, had a disco skate party for Finally Enough Love out now.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but
it's fine. I found out that day that I had COVID. It's fine. She would have probably insisted I go anyway. It's not like she would have cared.
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible
worse yet
things would soon become.
I was trying on my skanky outfit when I was doing the test. So I had on tube socks and like booty shorts and a mesh top. And then I was looking at my little test and I was like, oh, puts it back down, takes off the mesh top, puts on a different mesh top. Not great. It's fine. But a sleigh of an idea to have a Finally Enough Love remix album disco party. I loved that idea. And yeah,
the Disco Oasis in Disco Central Oasis. Park. It's closing soon, I think. Not sponsored.
Yeah, it's like a summer renaissance kind of vibe.
Yeah, I don't know how to ice skate or roller skate or whatever.
Yeah, it's roller skate.
Both of them I can't do.
Mm.
I really want to learn, though. Should I just go?
Where,
I need to break an arm again.
Yeah, I was going to say, wear shoulder or
elbow
pads,
knee pads, ankle pads, shoulder neck braces, a helmet.
Yeah. Just go as a full bubble boy.
I would have to.
You would have to, actually.
Because that's how I broke my arm, was trying to ice skate.
You have like an internal like tick mark in your brain of how many concussions you have left. And it's like crossed out like four right now.
Oh, I'm already maxed out.
Yeah,
I'm at three. I'm lucky at this point.
I know. So we would need you to wear a helmet for sure. I was always the loser, for the record. This is surprising to no one, who had the helmet on at the kids' parties when I was younger at the skate rink. I was the loser who wore it and nobody else did. Joke's on them.
Where are they now?
We're concussed. Concussed at Happy-Go-Rama.
Oh.
Wherever it was. No, because the first time I did go to one of those parties, I fell immediately and cracked my elbow and had a hairline fracture or whatever. So.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. Get off the rink.
I snapped my arm bone in half ice skating.
What?
I don't know if I ever told that story. Yeah, we went ice skating in my hometown and the lake froze over. And it was like the first time in years.
And that's
the
like
whole
a bumpy
lake froze
terrain.
Over.
No, that's not even smooth.
So I went because I wanted to be like Tara Lipinski, who was like the Britney on Ice.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Uh-huh.
Got my little ice skates, could not move. And then this little shit that I went to school with was like, oh, what are you doing? Like, it's so easy. You just have to run on the ice. Like, you don't know how to ice skate. So you know how I get. Someone tells me you can't do something. I'm like, oh, really? You think that I can't run on ice? I'll show you how to fucking run on ice. I start running. I made it 2 feet, fell, boom, crack, whole arm snapped in half, wrist limp like this.
Nancy Kerrigan'd yourself.
Yeah, literally. And then my mom is dragging me off the ice, literally by my leg, pulling me off the ice, telling me to shut the fuck up. She's screaming at me, you're embarrassing us in front of the whole town. Shut the fuck up. We get into the car. She flicks the light on. My whole arm is purple. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, it hurts. ER.
Wow. We are not built to skate.
No.
I don't think. It's not our calling.
Yeah.
We will not be
What's
doing.
What's the share tweet? And she never danced again.
She never danced again.
She never ice skated again.
Yeah, we are not built to do a Legends Only on Ice.
Looking back on all the things I wish I could have done better. Could have been ice skater, tennis player.
You had so many dreams then.
Singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yep, it was Madonna's birthday. And also, coming up, by the time this is out, we'll be able to talk about it next week. She did Song Exploder, which is a iconic podcast where they explode a song and talk about the making of it with the people involved. And she's doing it with Stuart Price, which is a double sleigh.
Ooh.
So they're going to talk about the origins of Hung Up and how it came to be, which I'm very excited for that. Off of
Bop,
a little album called Confessions on a Dance Floor.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
You don't need to skate on a dance floor.
No, you don't.
No. Shout out to, also, we do have a Confessions deep dive in the
we
bonus
do.
Episodes. Just remember that.
Yes, shout out to the Legends Only fans that said they were revisiting our old deep dives while we were unwell.
Making
like, oh, yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah. Well, there was another legend striking a pose, more high fashion.
Yes. Serena Williams for Vogue. Mm-hmm. We were kind of dragging Vogue US for a while.
We were.
They've redeemed themselves with this. It's a fold-out cover. Mm-hmm. And when you fold it out and then you see the train, her daughter is holding the dress, but she has announced her retirement.
Yes.
In Vogue.
I felt for you. Although this was coming.
I felt like last year was going to be her last mm-hmm. year. And then she got injured at Wimbledon. And I was like, there's no way she's going to go out like that. Mm-hmm. They know what they did.
I remember that.
You don't play in the rain on grass.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. That will be my journey next week.
What will be?
Seeing her for the last time.
You're going to be there?
Yeah. Oh,
in
yeah.
person? Mm-hmm. Where is it?
The U.S. Open. Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Wow. That's going to be emotional. Because I did tell you, I watched her... Was it Montreal or Vancouver? It was Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Toronto, one Canadian city. Her 5-minute like standing ovation goodbye.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have to watch tennis to understand like how meaningful that was. That was, and that's going to continue wherever she goes.
Well, the U.S. Open's the last stop.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think she really cares about winning or losing at this point?
No, but also I think it's always... in you to like if you've watched her over the past 20 something years yeah. you know that when she's like down and out is when she snaps mm-hmm. like there's a Serena switch mm-hmm. that happens sometimes where like she gets a bad call or she's down match point and she has had moments where like she's done the impossible so mm-hmm. I don't know
yeah. This is going to be a very emotional game for you.
Oh, shout out to the people that are going to be sitting near me.
Yeah, condolences to them.
They're going to have to resuscitate me.
Yep. Yeah. I hope you're seated.
Oh, I will be. Trust me, I will be in a seat.
Wearing some sort of protective gear.
Yeah. Bring a rain bucket.
Yeah. Well.
I can talk about that after the fact because I don't want to think about it right now.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes next week.
Yeah. Because part of me is like, if she wins while I'm there in the first round, I'm like, do I have to go again? Yeah. But then if she loses, I'm like, do I want to be there? I don't.
I think
I can't think
go.
About it.
Yeah, I think you
I
should.
Can't.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Anyway, the photo shoot was a slay. That was the point.
Oh, yeah. That was a slay. Yes, yes, yes. Well, speaking of
legends
and you needing to be held.
Hold me closer.
Yes.
Hold me closer.
Vocals.
Yeah.
Yes, Britney and Elton's Hold Me Closer is nearly here.
Mm-hmm. It has leaked.
Might have sprung a little leak. I don't know. I've never heard of those things. But yes, Elton and Britney, Hold Me Closer is available also as a TikTok sound because mm-hmm. we're in the year 2022.
It's like a full minute up.
Yeah, that's true. It's
you have to click through to it.
Yeah.
So go to Elton's TikTok.
I mean, I'm realizing we missed all of it, though. We missed them announcing the name of it. We missed the little emoji combination of it. The, what is it? It's the rose for her and the star.
The Rocket Man,
Rocket Man for him. And then the single art, which is Bobby Brittany mm-hmm. and Bobby Elton. Very cute. And... now we have the snippet already, and it's out Friday,
the 26th. Yeah.
You know, I've never listened to a leak in my life, so I don't know. But
I listened to it.
If I had to guess, I would say she sounds very pleasant and lovely. And as we suspected, it feels very much like a Cold Heart extended, like the next level after Cold Heart. It's similar in vibe. It's chill. Maybe I don't know. I haven't heard it. But it's a duet-ny, maybe, according to the TikTok snippet that I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll discuss it further when it's out and everyone finally hears it for the first time.
Yeah,
because
same.
That is when they intended for the song to be heard and not any minute before.
Nope.
So we respect release dates. But very cute to have Bobby Brittany on the cover.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do anything else with the drop.
Yeah, so I will say, unfortunately, I do believe Madonna has advanced on Britney because I couldn't help but notice a very Madonna-esque move of Britney posting fan edits.
It was giving, like, Rebel Heart
extremely
era.
Extremely Madonna. Yes, I am deeply amused by the one of both of them in the baseball uniforms.
I don't know.
The matching outfit. Yeah, sports. And...
I went bowling this week, speaking of sports.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I felt like I broke a hip the day after.
Because of the twerking of your body?
Yeah, like throwing like ball down the ball, lane.
You're not used to that.
No.
Wow, so sporty.
I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so stay tuned. We'll have the full song that everyone will hear for the first time next week.
Mm-hmm. The TikTok snippet does, you know, if I had heard the leak, my guess is that the TikTok snippet does sound better, more fleshed out.
So much better. Mm-hmm. Like mastered.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Mixed.
Interesting. Well, we'll find out when the full song drops, but obviously no one's heard it more than that snippet, so that's good.
Nope.
Well, speaking of TikTok, actually.
Oh, all I've been doing.
It's the only thing I've had. There's plenty.
There's a lot.
For us to TikTok talk about.
Now, one thing that is taking over my FYP, and I'm curious to ask you and anyone listening, if it's just me or if it's anyone else.
Yeah.
There is a slide.
Oh, yeah.
In Detroit, a giant slide.
There is.
And it is just has a grip on my FYP.
Well, the problem is nobody's ass is gripping to the slide.
No, they are flying off the slide.
They're flying off of it.
And getting destroyed by this slide.
Willingly.
Yes.
They're like,
the
sound. I want to do that. the true huh, every way down.
I can't get enough of it.
People willingly pay to jump out of planes, to scuba dive with sharks, and to go down a fucking slide of death. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah.
It's probably hot under the sun.
Slide of brutality.
The slide of brutality. It's the new exit from the Chromatica ball. If you leave before Hold My Hand, you have to get out on that slide.
Oh my God. If I lived there though, I would go down it just to film a TikTok of me screaming.
In slow-mo for sure. Yeah. Your face as you plant.
And just like so dramatic. And then that would be the last concussion for me. It would be worth it for the TikTok. Sure.
Those would be like mini concusses, each wave of this fucking slide.
Actually, have you seen some of them?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. They're doing some brain damage. For sure. And loving it.
Universe, I'm allowed to laugh because I let people laugh at me when I was concussed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's a giant slide.
Yeah. That's just basically. Search hashtag giant slide on TikTok. Yeah. You'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's like news station reports about it now. It's like live at 11. This slide in Detroit opened and then closed immediately. And it's like clonk, clonk, clonk.
Oh, God.
I would do that where I was like, I would take my little news reporter like microphone and be like, live reporting from WC, whatever the fuck. We're going to be trying this out. Oh, someone do it for the content. Come on.
I'm trying to think of any violent rides I've been on. Water slides are rough. Well, yeah.
The past year.
Yeah. Water slides are rough on the back. I've seen some things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
There's the one in Seaside, I think. What is it, Seaside or like South Jersey that I went to? And I did the big like 100-foot one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've done Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. Saw somebody's hair get snatched, extension gets snatched right as they went down. That
was an extension
violent.
Or was it actual ponytail?
I don't know. It was violent. I don't know. It's a bit of a trauma.
Scalped. <I'm> sorry. Let's just go film TikToks at a water park.
Before and after Katie released Bon Appetit.
Do you remember when I made that edit of like Vicky Gunvalson like yelling at the woman that was like covered in like sushi?
Yes.
What does your mother think about this? You need to go to college.
Oh,
I can't.
Well.
What else is going on? Oh.
There's a rising legend on the scene.
There is.
I think Griff should secure his wig.
Yeah.
Because Peter Dokas.
Tonight.
16 years old. Is eating and leading the app. with a walk and a turn on a pier.
Go on, girl,
Italy,
give us nothing.
In New York, she almost got hit by a car while she did it. Did you see the New York one?
Yep.
The bike almost clipped her ass. Yo, the Empire State Building. Yes.
The Hamptons one.
This young diva, set to the sound of Billie Eilish, is absolutely devouring the app right now. There are so many parodies of it.
So many.
She's killing it. And Billie's probably thankful.
I bet she's seen this.
Oh, for sure. She's seen it.
She's
it's
like,
probably leading.
Charting again.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure the streams are crazy on it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Just enlist a 16-year-old to do a stick-up-your-ass walk.
Yeah.
And then do a turn back. The walk is hypnotic.
That's why it's so funny, because you can tell this was very earnest.
Mm.
Like, he wasn't actually trying. I don't think he was trying to make it a thing until that one in Greece went crazy viral.
And now that's his whole thing. That's all he's got to do. Although I have seen other content, and he's done, like, tours of his home, I believe. He's very old money. He's giving me old money.
Oh.
That's why I feel like he is Griff Griff's tether. He is his arch nemesis, potentially, because Griff Griff is obviously very new money. So I feel like Peter...
Now you're calling Griff Griff new money.
The way she spends that money, it's giving new money. Always card abuse.
What are we giving? No money.
Giving
no
money.
Brain cells.
Two brain cells. Yeah.
We stan.
Mm-hmm. Traveling the world, and so has somebody else.
Have they? We want to zoom in there a little bit.
So, yes, this has been brought to our attention multiple times. People furiously sending this in for submission.
Yep. Danity Kane Chanteuse.
Automatic singer herself.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey O'Day, former video co-star of making Dumb Blondies with me for Pop Crush, if you haven't seen that video.
Celebrity Apprentice star.
Yes. Trump shenanigan haver.
Oh, yeah. That's... Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
She's
flavor.
Got some stories. Yep. Aubrey O'Day is making headlines for her Instagram after... a TikToker exposed her Instagram for very obviously placing herself in exotic locales.
Mm-hmm. Stock photos.
Either stock photos or other influencers, and just replacing herself in them with inspirational captions each time. And eventually she was caught by this TikToker and she issued a response, which
she did.
Oh my God, you didn't see the response?
No, I saw that she privated her Instagram.
She
and I was
privated
like,
for 24 hours.
Uh-oh.
And she came back with a vengeance. I am so excited to show you this live.
Is it a video response?
She came back with a photo of her at the pearly gates in heaven. And then Jesus embracing her with her ass out.
People are going to say that was photoshopped. I mean, obviously she met him. Like, come on.
She wrote, took the private jet to heaven in the last 24. Wanted to share with y'all how beautiful it was. Also ran into Jesus and we hugged it out. He told me to let the little bird on TikTok with so much to say about my life that she needs to stop washing her pussy in the sink. We are adults, baby. You got to run the thing through the water.
Not the sink.
And not that I need to explain myself, but I've been in this industry for over 20 years and have been traveling the world since I was 7. If I want my Instagram to be curated like a museum of art, then that's what the fuck it's going to be. I'm an artist, a real creator. I do all of my creative from my music to my flicks. Everything from my hair, glam, nails, styling, backdrops, editing, shooting. And the weather isn't always perfect when I shoot. And I vacation alone. I don't need to be flown places, let alone the fact that a lot of the shoots I give y'all are in places you have to spend hours scaling mountains to get to. Respect my aesthetic. I work hard to give y'all beautiful content that feels the way the places I travel vibrate. Because I want y'all to vibrate high with me. Little TikTok girl, I am so sorry.
No, little TikTok girl.
I'm so
little
sorry.
Girl.
I'm so sorry to your place of work that allows you to sit on my page all day with binoculars. But I suggest you learn this lesson fast. You don't even need to concentrate on others to be your own version of special and necessary in this world. You can make positive changes by just using your own gifts. Stop looking left and right if you want to move forward.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
Not little TikTok girl.
Cleared her.
Little girl.
Little girl. It literally
you
was that.
You can't call me little girl. Little girl. Wait, I kind of. First of all, why? That's so long for Instagram. I didn't even know you could write a caption that long.
I know. That was a longer one.
I have to stand that.
Oh, yeah.
That is a me response.
She doubled down. She said, I am an artist, little girl.
Also, the photo set is fucking hilarious.
It is very
Brooke Hogan. You know what? Aubrey O'Day, give it up to Aubrey O'Day. I finally, someone responds authentically with something that's funny and then turns it around and just throws it back in the critic's face.
For me, it's giving Brooke Hogan the redemption.
Oh, stream Brooke Hogan the redemption.
Very much intro track is what jealousy, that Instagram
envy.
Was. Yeah. So the thing about this is, like, I felt like we knew this already, but maybe not to this extent. Like, because she's gone through various controversies regarding her Photoshop skills before.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, who cares? Like, who really cares?
She said it. She's giving you a museum of art.
Yeah.
So sorry about it.
I mean, we could go through the list of iconic Photoshopped album covers. Like, who cares?
It's pretty magical, if you ask me. Yeah, she really cleared the little TikTok girl. She said, you're sitting on my page with binoculars. Not that you need binoculars to check out.
But, you know, the Photoshop job is actually pretty good.
And to be fair, if she literally is the one doing the Photoshop,
she's got a career there.
I was going to say, like, she actually, like, there is an eye to this. And there is, like, a point of view to this that is, like, okay, you could do blends. You could do, like, LiveJournal blends. You could do, like, you could do things. Like
Twitch headers.
Yeah,
Twitch
headers.
Overlays.
For sure. At a certain point, doubling down on something so, like, in your face, unreal, you just have to clap.
I mean, it's giving their first album cover.
Yeah.
How they're, like, photoshopped into the desert.
Or the second Pussycat Dolls cover.
Well,
Doll Domination cover, when it's, like, Tila Tequila. None of them look like each other.
No. Nicole does not have the Photoshop skills that Aubrey O'Day does.
Nicole did not. Maybe she handed it over to Melody.
She was busy in the studio singing.
If I had the luxury of having the time to Photoshop my covers instead of singing all of the main parts of our songs, maybe
do you
it would
understand
look
what I'm saying?
Maybe it would look better.
How's the universe gonna get us for Nicole Scherzinger karma?
Oh, it won't
actually
be good.
No, that's not happening.
I'm gonna have an allergic reaction to a Pua Kenny Kenny.
You know what that is?
It's a flower. She sang about it. I don't know. It will be bad. No, I'm going to get attacked by pussycats. Something. It won't go well.
I've streamed React enough that I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we do so much promo for her. It kind of balances out. But anyway.
Let's try to get her on the podcast.
I feel like I blew those chances after going super viral saying that nobody's waiting for music from her.
Well, you didn't lie.
I did lie. I always, you know.
We're always honest.
We are.
So is Aubrey, clearly.
She has never lied. What can you even say to that when somebody boldly doubles down?
Yeah, I mean, she's always going to be known as the TikTok girl with binoculars.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, and that post went down immediately also. I went to go look at the TikTok and she deleted it.
Oh.
Little TikTok girl.
Little TikTok girl. God. It's kind of, I would change my bio to that if I was
her. For sure.
Little TikTok girl with binoculars. Mm-hmm. Iconic. Does Gen Z even know about Danity Kane? That's the saddest part of this.
They might know Damaged. I think they know Damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know Diddy making them walk across the bridge.
No.
They definitely don't know Making the Band. I don't think Making the Band is accessible. Is
no.
It? I don't think so.
All you need is one shot, one shot, bop.
What was that song they made them do forever?
When I give it to me, make it go ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
What was the one that, like, it caused them so much, Sleep on It?
Oh,
that was the vocals on that one were just like, and it ended up being like a random album track that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Did it in the morning.
Andrea's kind of the Beyonce of Danity Kane.
Really?
I said it.
In terms of what?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She just has the voice. I want Aubrey O'Day to drag me.
Yeah.
Little podcast gay.
Oh, I don't need it. I don't need that energy. I don't claim it.
No, I'm kidding.
Aubrey, go after the redhead.
God, do it. Do it.
Anyway, this is a place of peace.
She's better at photoshopping shadows than I am.
But to that point, like, literally, they are works of art.
Yeah.
So.
I applaud it.
Applaud, applaud, applaud.
Because that's how you can always tell a bad Photoshop is if they get the lighting wrong.
Yeah.
She was, the perspective was, mm-hmm. you know what, good for her.
Yeah. She should do a masterclass. She honestly could. Photoshop with Aubrey O'Day.
I wish I could export for you guys Teresa Giudice yelling at Aubrey O'Day on the sidewalk, on the streets of Manhattan, as I went to ask for a photo. And Teresa was like, no, Aubrey, he meant me. And then snatched my phone out of my hand, handed it to Aubrey O'Day with her bright red hair, shook. And Aubrey O'Day took a photo on my cell phone of me and Teresa Giudice while they were filming Celebrity Apprentice. I just wish I could export it from my brain to show you all.
Uh-huh.
Because it's there.
I mean, I have the vivid memory of recording a video with her.
Yeah. I can't remember what happened 2 weeks ago, but I remember that.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, oh, so legendary. So what else?
Oh, God. What else?
Oh. Speaking of scamming the girls.
Oh, right. This came and went.
Money. Okay, so also on TikTok.
Yeah. Chanel, yes. She, known off stage as Brian Watkins, did a little performance during a brunch.
Mm-hmm. A drag brunch, allegedly.
Senor Frogs, where she allegedly pulled dollar bills out of attendee Megan Gerber's purse and left the audience.
And there's a TikTok of it.
There's a TikTok of it. It has since, Chanel then did a video being saying, bitch, please, I only took a dollar. Oh.
First of all, and second of all.
She said, no, I didn't steal $700 from her purse. Yes, I picked up her purse the wrong way, and I commented on it that it was in bad taste. And now the woman is saying she took $800 or something. Voss Events is saying only $2 was taken. They offered a full refund for the tickets to attend. It's become like this back and forth that I don't have enough fucks to give about it. However,
I'm not getting involved.
Not getting involved, love. But I will say the actual video is funny.
Yes. Yes. That is a wad of cash. How much is it? Don't know, but it's a wad.
Yeah, the story kept going. They were offered a full refund. We've taken appropriate action to ensure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's Cornova. Don't touch my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dangerous game to play. Same with the taking of the phone, which actually got one performer in trouble, I believe, on Drag Race, like 13 or 14, because there was one girl, I think, who allegedly would take the phone and airdrop anything that she found on the phone, like to people. Like, she'd skim through your phone and your photos, which is very much not a thing to do. In general, we should not be touching the audience's goods.
Yeah.
Wares.
Don't touch the performers. Don't touch the audience.
Yeah, the same goes both ways. Don't touch them. Don't touch their hair.
Get your hands off of me, bitch.
Yeah. We actually just need Del to work to give her monologue about what you do at a drag show.
Done a statement on this yet?
I don't know if she did on Chanel. But she has done many monologues about how you act at a drag show.
Know who I want to hear from?
Sitting there in your Zara outfit and you think it looks really fashionable.
Swirling a drink like, yes, girl, yes, bitch. You look so stupid. Know who I want to hear comment on it?
Who?
Bianca Del Rio.
Oof.
I just want to hear comment on everything.
Yeah, that would
rip me to shreds.
Merciless. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to hear. I am perched for the next Delta podcast, obviously. With every
this
passing
week.
This
has been the one thing that I've been dying to talk about. Now, first off, I do need to shout out Yolanda Fister. Again, as always.
Oh,
I'm retiring. My vocal. I'm retiring from the internet. No one's funnier than Yolanda Fister. So I'm retiring.
She snatched
I'm
your
packing
wig.
It up.
Yep.
I am packing it up.
Yep.
But
it's about time.
I know. I know. Okay, I'm working on it. All right.
Yes.
So Yolanda Fister's Luann's Rehab Run video game just posted today.
Right.
Fucking sent me. Lou
Paul's Drag Race.
Okay, I DM'd Yolanda Fister some ideas.
Yep. So things might be coming down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. I sent some clips.
Okay.
Over.
Okay.
That I've been, you know, collecting.
Well, Yolanda's also become a digital archiver of Very Delta.
Yes.
Which we are very grateful for. Obviously, in the wake of the Wendy deletion, the burning of the library, we do have a catalog, at least so far, of Delta's monologues. Mm-hmm. And
so Delta work was on RuPaul's Drag Race season three?
Okay, let's see. Season three.
Iconic.
Yes. Sent home by Manila. Yes. And she was doing RuPaul's wigs for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing her own thing now.
Which is a podcast.
Yes.
Called Very Delta.
Uh-huh.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You have to go watch it.
If you haven't seen either of us posting her monologue specifically about fast food drinks, ice, seating.
Subway. Sandwiches. Oh.
So Yolanda Pfister went
all ahead. Over my sandwich.
That has to
That's the one every single time.
It's sends so
me.
This is how the girl did it. She was making my sandwich, and I forgot to ask for mayonnaise. So I thought, all right, she's going to put the line of mayonnaise on the top. No biggie. It's my fault because she's going to put whatever I ask. And so I said, could I just get one line of mayonnaise on it? And maybe she watches Very Delta, and maybe she just doesn't like me, or maybe she was having a bad day. I don't know what it was. But she took that bottle like this, and she looked right at me, and she said, oh, you want mayonnaise? I like a lot of mayonnaise. She shook it, and she went. All over the sandwich with mayonnaise. And I thought to myself, you know what? There's nothing I can do about this. There's bigger fish to fry. Normally, you know, I'll blow everything out of proportion. On this day, I said to myself, why? Why? This probably made her feel so good. And I don't know what was happening at Sandwich Academy that day for her, but I knew that I'll just go home and scrape it all off. Sometimes you just have to scrape it all off. You know what I mean? But it made her feel good. And so I feel like I did my part. I feel like I did my part by not picking up the kettle of hot coffee and throwing it on her. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I did something.
All over him. I cannot.
It's the like stop. Nefarious way that she's like, oh, you like mayonnaise? I like a lot of mayonnaise.
I cannot get enough of it. It is so fucking funny. And what I love about it too, and I don't know who did this, so if it was you and you did this, the intro of every episode where she's like, do you serve your community like me?
Oh, like,
so it's like this old school public service
really,
TV.
Really good.
80s, 90s inspired intro of like, let's take a break. And then there's a little commercial break.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. It's so good.
Her intros are good when she's like, if you're an Avon lady, like you might be a Delta kind of lady.
This is for the woman who carries Sweet and Low.
This is for the woman who carries Sweet and Low in her glove compartment. That's the one. Shout out to Yolanda Pfister's UN remix of the Subway monologue.
The fucking reverb.
The way the mayonnaise echoes through the UN.
Oh! Then also someone did Delta over Joe Biden.
Yes.
Doing the,
State of the Union.
What's it called? The, not Gettysburg Address.
State of the Union.
Yeah. And it's just like Kamala and Nancy Pelosi sitting in the back nodding.
Yes.
And then, you know, as a woman of a certain size, and then it pans to Liz Warren sitting there going, mm.
So fucking funny.
All over
my sandwich.
Oh, you like mayonnaise. I can't get over. Now I'm like, I'm scared to go order food anywhere.
Why?
I just want someone to be like, oh, you like you.
Me, yeah.
It's like the next time we're at mom's and I'm like, oh, no mayo. She's like, oh, you don't want any mayo?
Yeah. God.
Can we try to get Delta on our podcast?
We definitely can.
So Aubrey O'Day, Delta work.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger.
A roundtable discussion.
I'd be so scared.
About Subway.
I would just pull out my receipts of like how many times I've streamed React in the pitch.
Yeah.
But I could literally talk to Delta Work about every single thing.
It's a genius format. I'm obsessed with the Photoshop of if Delta Works podcast went on the road. Oh, and it was like an aerial view of Chromatica Ball.
Yeah, very Delta live.
Yeah.
And what I also love too is her Instagram stories will be clips from the podcast and then random old like Victorian houses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Such a gift.
Yeah.
During these dark times.
But I think episode 8 came out today.
Oh.
So there's 8 episodes to go watch.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to everything. I've started to listen to them.
She also She interviewed that guy who's like an OnlyFans gay.
I've listened to the monologues.
Oh.
And then yeah. I've sort of faded out on the
Her interviews are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to listen.
We'll have to get her on one.
We will.
Oh my God. Or we could zoom into very Delta.
All over the podcast.
All. Oh, I can't. Delta Work, if you're listening, it is so fucking funny.
It is an honor.
I can't get enough. Oh, well, there is some new music to talk about.
Is there?
Yeah. I have one recommendation.
Oh, in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. This one actually came out on Friday.
Okay.
I went to a set last week. I went to a rooftop party in Brooklyn to watch him play live. Bad Tuner is the artist. The song is called Lover Boy, not to be confused with Mariah Carey's Lover Boy. This one is spelled L-O-V-E-R-B-O-I.
Very Avril.
It's so good.
I love that.
Bop. Like fun, housey summer.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some new tunes. There's some new albums that have arrived this week, this month. There's also a new number one.
There is. Super you can lick it. You can freaky. Ride it while we slip it and slide it.
Girl. Miss Nicki Minaj.
Back to the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Now somebody's got that.
We have to close the door on that.
We have to close the door on that soundbite.
Officially, this soundbite is over.
She's got that.
She got one.
Yeah. I literally just got a press release.
Oh,
well, once again, everyone listening, go for the redhead.
All over my charts. I'm kidding.
Nicki Minaj makes history with Super Freaky Girl at number one, the first solo female rap track to debut at number one since 1998.
Oh my God, that's when I was born.
Oh yeah, that is when you were born.
Yeah.
You were such a baby.
No, I say this jokingly because Va Va Voom should have gone number one. Automatic should have gone number one.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Itty Bitty Piggy should have gone number one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, shout out to...
Marilyn Monroe should have gone number one.
Oh.
Fucking bop.
Yeah.
So that's... I'm saying it isn't like, you know, there's other songs that should have, but...
Right. Right.
I'm not shading Nicki. Don't come for me, Barbs. Right. Again, I don't care anymore. Do it.
T. Kyle V. Barbs part
Been
two.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Right. Was it crispy? Right.
Right.
Whenever I say right, I just think of that. Mm. You ever have a Krispy Kreme?
Brittany posted about Krispy Kreme, and that's when I truly felt like I had died.
That
I was like, did I die? And this is all
a whole monologue about dream. Krispy Kreme. She might be listening to Very Delta because it was very, very Delta-esque, honestly.
It was.
Yes. Mid promotion era, promotional cycle, she did a monologue about ordering a Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Krispy? Right.
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 Well, there's another album out this month that is not Renaissance, believe it or not. And it's called Holy Favuck.
Yeah, Holy Favuck.
Holy Favuck by Demi Lovato. It goes off.
It kind of does.
It definitely does. I like to rock out. I like to throw things, get mad, toss shit. Yeah. She went all the way back to the beginning years of Demetria Devon with her pop rock aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But she really doubled down. She went emo. Demi's always credited Hayley Williams as an influence, so I can feel that vibe of the Paramore vibe a little bit. But yeah, Holy Favuck.
The song Eat Me stands out.
Eat Me so far. Goes off. Come Together, I enjoy quite a bit. There's a double meaning there. There's a lot of about eating, and it's a little pornographic in moments. somebody said, oh, I wonder how T. Kyle's going to respond to this album because it's a little bit pornographic.
You know, I'm a Gemini, so I switch it up.
You switch it up.
I made in a some very ways. Vulgar remix this week.
Yes, that's right.
I did.
Right.
I had a couple of the girls shook. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Yeah. But in general, Skin of My Teeth, Substance. I mean, a lot of these songs actually did get teased or released before. 29 is having a moment on TikTok, which is very intense with people sharing their own 29 stories. That's a lot. But in general, I'm really into this era for Demi. I feel like this is definitely a stride that they should keep going with because I feel like it works for Demi.
Mm-hmm.
So, very into it.
It's like a release of raw emotions.
Yes.
Very real.
Yeah. I like the screaming energy of it all. Mm-hmm. Although, of course, we miss Cool for the Summer.
Oh, bop.
Neon Nights.
A classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Stream Holy Favuck. Available now.
Yeah.
And some other things are coming out soon. Also, I have to shout out. I didn't shout out, but there's some K-pop. Shout out to Blackpink for Pink Venom, which is a song that...
Didn't they turn the bridge pink the other night?
Oh, did they?
I think so.
Sounds right.
Either the Brooklyn Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge. I forgot.
Well, it's breaking all the streaming records left and right. It interpolates Rihanna Pondé Replay for a millisecond, which is fun.
Oh.
It's not my favorite Blackpink song, but I'm happy it exists and there's more coming. Shout out also to Ive, I-V-E, with the new song called After Like, which I really like. It's about what happens after like.
Oh.
When you like someone. Like, what's that feeling after like?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah. And there's also a song being teased by a dear friend of the pod that seems to be being
Heidi Montag?
Yep. Yep.
Trisha Paytas?
Well, she actually just made a cameo at KCON with ITZY. She is none other than Bebe Rexha.
Slay!
She's coming this weekend with a new old song.
Yeah.
Called I'm Good Blue, a re-up of the classic Eiffel 65 track with David Guetta. My first CD purchase.
Wow.
Was Eiffel 65. And we've been taken through the whole process because she's been...
I love this.
She's been showing off the vocal chops of it. She's been showing off the production.
So there was a streamer who sang this off of a Guetta stream because he performed this years ago at a festival and it never went anywhere. Like, they didn't drop it or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this streamer sang it and was just singing songs on her stream and then posted a clip of it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then it like took off and then led to them actually finishing it as a production.
You never know how a song's going to pop off on TikTok.
It's true.
You never know.
And Bebe was just like, yeah, I'm going in the studio.
Yeah. Polish it off.
Yeah.
It'll be a banger for her. I feel like it'll be an Ava Max-esque banger for her.
Oh my God. Bebe's festival era.
Yes, we've got that. We've got The Loneliest Time Incoming from Carly Rae Jepsen. She's been teasing.
Mm-hmm. Beach House dropped.
The track listing just dropped as well.
What do we think about Beach House? Is it a place that we would like to Photoshop ourselves into as visiting?
I would go for a lunch.
Why is there a man on it? Let's get off.
Yeah.
All over my song. But it's cute, but it's like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
No, I'm
ready for what else is on the album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Summer House. Yeah. They're filming right now.
Oh.
I also want to shout out another song by Bobby Marks called Run Wild, Bop.
Of Meredith Marks?
No, but that would be legendary.
Oh, I really thought
that's Brooks Marks.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, oh... A Housewives song?
That, I mean,
well,
we need our Meredith Marks
we
track.
Do. We do. Oh, well, that is a lot.
Sure is.
It's been a lot. We appreciate everyone's patience as we return to some form of mental normalcy. It's not here yet.
No.
But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We need time.
space.
Joy. Joy. Mayonnaise. Time, space, love. Mayonnaise.
Oh, you like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a soundboard, and it should come completely out of nowhere.
Oh, I need to add an entire sheet. We have main soundboard, Wendy, Drag Race, Gaga, Mariah Carey, Housewives,
mm-hmm. We need others. We do need a Delta sheet.
Yeah.
I like a lot of mayonnaise.
This is for the girls, this one.
That's a band
that's,
one.
That's in an edit. Yeah.
That's on the band sheet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us on this return to form question mark. It's a return to something.
Yeah, it's a return to the charts.
Yeah, yeah, the bubbling under charts.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for supporting, patience, the well wishes.
Yeah, lots of kind messages. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And we will be back in fighting form in no time, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to listen to the after show, we are over on patreon.com/legends
only.
Yeah.
All over my Patreon.
Dozens of bonus episodes, including the after show every week, which is now back.
Yeah.
So head on over to Patreon to listen to the after show. And until next week, we will be holding you closer.
Yes.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. Trust me, you don't want that shit.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
And until next time,
we will
see you.
All
over the podcast. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.